Welcome to the third in a series of podcasts to celebrate the Powell River 50-mile Eat Local Challenge for 2009. My name is David Parkinson. I'm one of the coordinators of the Powell River 50-mile Eat Local Challenge and also coordinator of the Powell River Food Security Project. This year, the 50-mile Eat Local Challenge is running for 50 days from Sunday, August 9th until Sunday, September 27th, which is the second day of the Fall Fair in Powell River. You can find us on the web at our blog, which is at pr50.wordpress.com. This podcast lives at pr50.podomatic.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, and if you want to find out where those things are, just go to the blog and you'll see the links to take you there. If you want to contact me, you can reach me at david@prfoodsecurity.org or by telephone at 604-485-2004. So this week I sat down and had a little conversation with Melissa Call, who is the owner of Sunshine Organics, which is a organic and local food delivery service in and around Powell River. And we're also going to talk a little bit about her new venture, which is a storefront on Marine Avenue in Powell River called EcoSentials. So without any further ado, let's just go to my conversation with Melissa Call. So anyway, why don't you just tell the folks listening a little bit about your business or your businesses now and how local food and local other things enter into that.
I've been running Sunshine Organics for 7 years now, and EcoSentials is a new division, I guess, of Sunshine Organics, wanting to offer more at a retail level of the things that were sitting in my shop for Sunshine Organics. Local aspects, well, I am definitely always trying to find as much stuff local as possible. I have spoken, as far as we were speaking earlier with the cleaners, I am trying to find someone that will do cleaners locally, but it's more of a industrial type thing, you know, for somebody to actually manufacture that here in Powell River would be something a little bit more over, you know, what people can do here. But, for example, Velma Richmond, who is the Powell River Soap Lady. So I've spoken to her about maybe producing some shampoos and conditioners and hand soaps, things like this, in liquid form that we'd be able to. I sell her bar soaps and stuff like that already.
So your new store, EcoSentials, is selling a lot of bulk products. So have you had any luck being able to find some local sources for that?
The only local source would be for the periwinkle flowers. So Fran and Simon bring in grains and they grind them here in Powell River. And then I will be able to supply those to my customers that come into the EcoSentials store, hoping that they will bring in fresh flour every couple days. So twice a week, maybe we'll get some fresh flowers in.
Okay, and just going back to the sort of longer-standing business, which is Sunshine Organics, how easy or hard have you found it there to be able to supply your customers with local produce, for example?
Well, it's a challenge during the winter and fall, and I'm really hoping with your help that we'll get some more winter farmers around and producing stuff for the off-season, to say. But during local time, or growing season, it's super easy. I have lots of local produce available. The whole bin right now, as we say, is full of local produce.
Really, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what are some of your sources there? I mean, I know that you sell a lot of the hatchabird
Hatchabird is the main farm because they're the certified organic farm, and I've been dealing with them from the beginning. Mm-hmm. There's Don Morrison as well that I buy produce from him. Wendy Devlin once in a while has some fancy stuff for me. Mm-hmm. Lisa Daniels from Windfall Farm, I get her garlic from her. So there's, you know, there's a few places. I'll get some calls from different farmers that know that I'll buy their produce as long as it's local and grown in a sustainable, organic fashion. Then I'm happy to supply it to my customers. Of course, the customers know that that item is not certified organic, but that it's local, and the trend is definitely geared towards local over you know, certified organic. So things have kind of shifted for that, which is great because I think that that's really helpful for the sustainability, you know.
So do you find that any of your customers really demand certified organic? And if you're selling the products which are, you know, known to be raised under, you know, good growing conditions and sustainable practices, but if it's not certified, do you have customers that really don't want to take that?
Nope.
So local is really kind of doing very well there.
Yes. There's no, I've never had any one customer say, oh, well, I would prefer that being certified organic or, no. Mm. No, everyone's just happy. I think everyone in the Powell River region is pretty familiar or aware that, you know, the products that are available here will be grown, you know, in a sustainable fashion.
Right. And so I know that you've been trying to work with the Fruit Tree Project as well to see if you can sell any of the fruits or nuts, I guess, or whatever else comes out of the Fruit Tree Project. Has that started to work out yet? Or
well, what's her name? Anne?
Anne?
Yeah, well, Anne and I have spoken on a few occasions trying to, you know, establish some kind of relationship, and she is aware that any end product that they come up with I would be happy to sell and really anxious to get my hands on anyway, because I think anything that's produced locally is, you know, the best thing for us to do. But as far as the fruit and the nuts go, again, it seems like now it's really catching on for them, for the Fruit Tree Project, where the fruit is actually going to be used, so by the pickers and the owner, and then it, the third goes on to
soup kitchen, food
bank, So, but I think she's aware that whatever is left over, I'd be happy to buy and offer to my customers.
Yeah.
I am planning to start a kitchen for Sunshine Organics where those products as well will be able to use to have another product to sell. So, what do you call that? Value added.
That's
right. So,
and is that here?
It will be here, hopefully, below EcoCentials. This is probably, you know, a 1 year kind of looking at as far as getting that together. EcoCentials is borderline almost, you know, set up and rolling, but there's lots of little details still to finish up, and then a new website for Sunshine Organics and things like that. So once that's kind of all smoothed out, then I'll focus on setting up a kitchen where people could come in and actually use it. It'll be a commercially set up kitchen, you know, certified by the health board, or where people could come and use it to produce their goods that can be sold through Sunshine Organics, through the store here, or anywhere else they choose.
And so do you have a kind of, do you have guidelines for Sunshine Organics about what percentage of value-added products need to be organic, or do you, have you worked into that?
I haven't really, although the people that I'm, you know, using now or in contact with now that are interested in doing that already use organic products. One thing that I will definitely emphasize on is to try to make it as local as possible. So when it is using fruit or other things, that we'll use stuff that's grown here. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's pretty broad as far as what the products will look like. So from granolas to know hummus or whatever. So we'll see. But it would be certified or organically grown.
So I'm sure you hear a lot from your customers about the things that they would like to see you able to supply them with locally or local and organic. So what are some of the, I mean, you mentioned earlier that winter produce is hard to come by, but do you have other things that are sort of at the top of your list of things you'd really like to see more production of locally?
I'd say that winter produce is definitely the top of the list. Having produce coming from so far during the off season is hard and a challenge and hard on me for my values of having to transport things in. So obviously we're all aiming for sustainability within Powell River. So hopefully that will just get out there that we need that winter production. I have actually one farmer that just got a hold of me and was asking me if I wanted some of this produce during the fall and winter, and I was screamed yes to him, tenfold for him to make sure he produces enough. So the more of that there is, so that there's always something grown locally that we can sell or use, would be great throughout the whole year.
So what would you expect that to be? Things like kale or carrots
kale,
or leeks?
Broccoli, he told me. There was different lettuce. I'm not sure if I don't think he has a greenhouse. This is Ed Berizyak.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Down in Lund. So he did mention that he would like to supply me with items during the winter. I'm just trying to find him here.
And this would be in a greenhouse operation? Or?
I'm presuming. I actually haven't spoken on the phone with him yet. You'd be interested in lettuce. Doesn't show further because I can't find out.
Yeah.
Broccoli, so there's items that would be happily inside the winter bin.
Yeah.
Sunshine Organics.
Well, we definitely need more winter produce.
And then other items that I would like seen being produced down in the commercial kitchen would be, all the things that could be produced here.
Yeah.
Granola and the things that people, cookies or whatever the girls would want to make. The breads, of course, I still sell Shona's Bread and Willow Hollow Bakery. So those items are still available.
And do you feel like in general there's a sort of good growth in the local food production area? Like more, new producers, whether they're growers or whether they're, bakers and sort of value-added people. Do you think that whole area is kind of growing enough? Or, obviously we could always use more and more and more. But do you see that, maybe through some of your efforts of actually encouraging, people to produce more because they can sell through you?
Well, I do try to tell the girls that they should, whatever they have, whatever they want to make, I'll sell it. So really the challenge has been to have the proper facility to produce these things. So by maybe me being able to set up something like that for them, then we'll see more of it come up.
Right.
And more people come in saying, I'd like to come in for an afternoon and make, this whatever they like to make and be able to sell it. Mountain Ash Farm products that have been sold to the high school. Looking forward to hearing back from the coordinator. I'm sorry, I've forgotten his name. And they will be producing the more popular Mountain Ash Farm products. So those will be available again soon. They're starting again in September, presuming they'll. And he was really when I spoke to him, talking to me about finding local produce and, you know, really trying to make sure that he sticks with those guidelines that Elaine used when she was doing her business.
Right. And, well, why don't we just sort of back up and talk a little bit about how Sunshine Organics works for people who may not be familiar with that business. How can they find you, or how can they figure out how to, you know, take advantage of what you're doing?
Well, customers can check our website at sunshineorganics.ca, where they can sign up and view what is available on a weekly basis. All the products are online, so it is a kind of a web-based system. So you sign up, and then every week you would place your order or skip for that week or whatever you choose to do. It's fairly easy to do, and if you don't use the internet, you phone me, and we do it together over the phone.
And what's your phone number?
483-3188.
Okay. And what about EcoCentials, which is very new, and so maybe a lot of people listening to this have no idea what we're talking about.
EcoCentials is a new retail store, and we're sharing the space with Transessence on Marine Avenue, so it's 4679 Marine Avenue.
Right next to Nicholas Simons' constituency
that's
office.
That's right, across the street from the Alchemist restaurant.
Oh, right.
So we, EcoCentral's main product would be the soap exchange product. So these are cleaners that you can come in with your bottle and get refilled. They're 100% biodegradable, great natural products. And we just supply those to people. They can buy the bottle, or they can come in and get their bottles refilled. We have lots of samples, so you can come in and buy a sample for $1 to try the products out. A lot of them are unscented and undyed, so you're able to put in your own scents if you like. We will be carrying a line of essential oils, so that if there's a specific scent that you like, we will add it to your bottle before we fill it up, so that you have that scent with you. And then I've also brought in the bulk foods. So essentially that came about mostly because Sunshine Organics delivers once a week. So, you know, on the Wednesday, which is delivery day, we, you know, sort all the bins, and then the product stays in my warehouse, you know, from week to week. So I thought, well, why don't I bring the products here, the bulk foods, so that it can just be available to whoever wants to come into the store and fill their bulk items. So you would bring in your own containers. Mm-hmm. We do have containers here to sell, and the cotton bags and different things.
So cotton bags for grain and all that.
For grain, for anything,
and
yeah.
That stuff. Yeah.
But you can bring in your own containers, your own bags, whatever you prefer. It's a self-serve bulk foods area. The scales are easy to use. And then I have lots of funky stainless steel stuff and all the trying to eliminate the plastic in our homes just by offering these products that kind of are more durable and healthier.
Do you have anything else you want to throw in there about either businesses or just local eating and local food?
Well, I really hope that everyone listening will just try to work hard at, you know, trying to find local food and making that effort. And more the more demand there is, the more people will realize that we need to make this happen and have it so that the farmers realize that they need to, you know, make their season longer by growing, you know, vegetables that we can see in the fall and in the winter, and making sure that we'll be able to sustain our little town here before when we won't be able to import anything because it'll be so expensive. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, that says it pretty well.
Okay.
So, again, thank you, Melissa Call of Sunshine Organics and the new storefront EcoCentials, which is on Marine Avenue right next to Nicholas Simons' constituency office across from the Alchemist restaurant. So come in and check it out. Very new business, so.
Thank you, David.
Looks great. Awesome. Thank you. That concludes my conversation with Melissa Call of Sunshine Organics and also EcoSentials. Our intro music is provided by Puerto Rican band Balloon. The track is called Snol, S-N-O-L. Outro music is by Alistair Thompson. The track is called The Long Winter and comes from his e-album Infinities. And both of those tracks are freely available at archive.org on the web. This podcast has been released to the World Wide Web under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 license. And if you'd like to contact me about this podcast or any aspect of the Powell River 50-Mile Eat Local Challenge, please feel free to do so at david@prfoodsecurity.org or at 604-485-2004. Thank you for listening.